USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll in West Texas shooting rampage increased to 7 as authorities investigated why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal, opened fire on them, and then fled. The man shot around 24 people as he drove before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. A 17-month-old girl is among those injured and remains in critical condition. A news conference is scheduled for later today in Odessa. An already dangerous Hurricane Dorian continues to intensify as it closes in on the northern Bahamas, threatening to batter the islands with Category 5 strength winds, pounding waves, and torrential rain. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Dorian's maximum sustained winds have now increased to 175 miles an hour with devastating hurricane conditions. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas continue to watch closely on Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northwestward after passing the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A senior North Korean diplomat berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over his comments describing North Korean behavior as rogue and warned that Pyongyang's hopes for talks with Washington are continuing to fade. In a statement carried by state media, North Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said Pompeo's thoughtless comments increase North Korean people's animosity toward Americans and make it harder for working-level nuclear dialogue between the countries to resume. President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports is likely to deliver a direct hit on many customers who were largely spared from higher prices in the previous round of import taxes. The United States government will be collecting 15% tariffs on $112 billion in Chinese imports, items ranging from smartwatches and televisions to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, and meat and dairy products. American households face price increases because many U.S. companies say they'll be forced to pass on to customers the higher prices they'll pay on Chinese imports. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sirhan Sirhan, in prison for more than 50 years for the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was hospitalized after being stabbed by a fellow inmate. A statement from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation said the stabbing occurred Friday afternoon at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility near San Diego. Officers responded quickly and found an inmate with stab wound injuries. He was transported to the outside hospital for medical care and is currently in stable condition. A number of Democrats this week were frustrated and some even dropped out of the race after being disallowed for the September 12th debates because they either didn't get over 130,000 individual donors or 2% in four very specific polls exclusively chosen by DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard had issues with the process.
The whole process really lacks transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be and ultimately who our next president, commander-in-chief will be. When you see that lack of transparency, it creates lack of faith and trust in the process.
Gabbard received over 130,000 in individual donors, but did not make the 2% in the four specific polls. She reached two of them, and of the other 14 polls that came out the week before, she was over 2% in eight of them. She's frustrated with the process after seeing the same type of things done by the DNC in the 2016 primaries between Hillary Clinton and the man she was working for at the time, Bernie Sanders. This is USA Radio News.